I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Brady has not talked to, has not heard from Emma for a few weeks. We're here to find out why, but I know this happened over the holiday, Brady, but first of all, welcome to Second Date Update, and how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Pretty good, buddy. So what's
thanks for helping.
Yeah, what's the latest with Emma?
Well, I just haven't heard from her, so I need a hand. I don't know what's going on.
How did you guys meet originally?
We met on an app, and she started messaging me as soon as we matched.
Nice.
So one thing led to another. Yeah.
Okay. And then there's some discussion, some messaging going back and forth for a while, and then you decide to go out on a first date. So what did you decide to do?
We went to a show that was doing a food drive. So this was a few days before Christmas, and thought it went great. And then we were busy with family Christmas weekends, but I thought I would at least here before New Year's Eve. Yeah.
When you say a show, are you talking like a movie you went to?
Like a band, a concert.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can you think of any reason, Brady, why Emma, after this great night together before Christmas, because that's got to be pretty romantic, why she wouldn't want to be in touch with you after that date? Is there something that might have happened?
I mean, everything seemed good to me. We got along. She liked the band. She was dancing. I mean, I'm not much of a dancer, so maybe that was the problem. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, Brady, as you probably know, if you've listened to Second Date Update, you know we reach out to the other person. So we're going to call Emma. If she agrees to come on with us, hopefully you'll get some answers to these questions and hopefully possibly lead you to a second date. How does that sound?
I appreciate it. Thanks, Pat.
All right. Back in three on the Wolf.
It started.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Brady was just telling us about his first date with Emma over the holidays, so it's been a couple of weeks since he's talked to her. They went to see live music that was a food drive, and he thought had a really good time. So let's call Emma and find out what's going on with her.
Hello.
Emma.
Sorry, who's this?
Emma, hi. Are you all right?
No, I'm fine. Who is this?
Yeah, of course. Emma, this is not a sales call. It's not a spam call, Emma. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host a morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. Could you just come on the show with us, on the air with us this morning, and talk to us for just 1 minute about a date you went on with a guy named Brady?
Yeah, after.
It was like a quick moment. Do you remember Brady?
Oh, yeah. He's pretty difficult to forget. You gotta be honest.
Oh, no.
All right. Can you just tell us, can you just tell us why you haven't, you know, gotten back in touch with Brady after that first date?
Yeah. I mean, he has very strange ideas about what it means to be on a date.
Jeez, what happened in your date? You went to see some band, right?
Yeah. So we went to see some bands, and they were doing a food drive. So The idea was everyone brings some canned food for needy families, and then if you did, your ticket price was reduced, right?
That's
right.
Cool. My buddy does something like that every holiday season. I love it.
What, he just, yeah, people show up at his house?
No, they do, like, he's in a band. Oh, he's in a band. They do a food drive where it's like, yeah, he brings some food and it's for whatever, Second Harvest Heartland or whatever.
All right, so that's a great way to serve the community. But,
what was the problem?
What happened?
Yeah, so Brady threw a minor fit at the door because he thought, since he had brought two cans of tinned caviar, our ticket should be free.
I'm sorry. He brought cans?
Because it was two cans or because it was caviar?
Well, I mean, it was two cans of tinned caviar. He was very vocal about it.
Yeah.
And basically, it just, like, went downhill from there. You know, he was throwing a fit. So finally, I just opted to cover our tickets because he hadn't told me to bring any can of food. So it seemed fair that I should pay. But then when the band started, he made a big deal of refusing to dance. And then he was like asking all the guys around us if they'd dance with me. And I was like, are you a wingman? Are we on a date?
I wanted to make sure you were having a good time.
Yeah, Emma, I'm sorry. We forgot to tell you. Brady's been listening in and is on the other line with us. Just please don't hang up because we would love to know what Brady was thinking. Go ahead, Brady. We interrupted you.
Listen, the staff of this place, they didn't seem to understand the value of the value of the caviar didn't seem relevant to them.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
it was really difficult.
I understand value and worth. Maybe you don't.
Oh, wow. Maybe you're overvaluing yourself. Just the thought.
Well, maybe you don't know what real class is when it's right in front of you.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you that real class doesn't have to announce itself or demand free entry or basically bow out of a date because I'm a good dancer.
I thought you'd enjoy a dance, so I did my best to arrange that. I didn't think you'd spend the rest of the date glued to someone else.
I was completely prepared to enjoy a night out with you, but you're the one who shoved me off onto someone else.
Now she's lying.
Is that true? Emma, Brady says you're lying about that. Is that?
I am not lying. I'm not lying. And by the way, FYI, the guy I ended up dancing with all night was way more fun than you are.
Wow.
Okay, that's nice.
Hey, Emma, let me ask you this. Did it seem like after the caviar incident at the door with the doorman not going to get you free tickets into the show, did it seem like he got defensive after that and kind of just went downhill from that moment?
Yeah, I would say that's exactly what happened, yeah.
And that he couldn't let it go. How much did you spend for the caviar, Brady?
Well, I'm not the kind of guy that discusses that sort of thing.
All right. I think I know what you mean, Emma.
$20? I mean, like, what was the cover?
He's not going to discuss it.
Brady.
Okay, so it's like for a food shelf, if somebody goes into the food shelf, and I may be wrong about this, they're probably not grabbing the caviar is probably not a priority.
Yeah, to them.
I'm not bringing cream corn.
Why did you not want to dance, Brady?
I like cream corn.
Okay, shh.
I'm not a great dancer, and that's not how I express it.
But then you ask her to, like, or you pawn her off to dance with, like, other people? That's weird.
I didn't pawn her off. I wanted to. I was being a good host.
I guess I can understand that.
Okay. All right. Emma.
We're calling to see Emma if you want to go on another date with Brady.
I'm not interested anymore.
Oh, so you went through the trouble of tracking me down just to say that. Listen, I have news for you. That really great dancer, he's my boyfriend now.
Brady.
Right. Thank you for being such a great wingman.
What? Well, that was quick.
Oh, all right. Brady.
So there's a connection. Sorry, buddy.
Brady, a kind of a karmic thing here going on, I think. You know, it kind of went downhill from the being defensive about the caviar and still having to pay. Well, and she paid, and you were still upset. Anyway, all right. So it's not going to be a second date. Emma, we're very happy for you and your new boyfriend. You seem lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Brady, I kind of feel like you calling us and then Emma's response, kind of like the whole caviar incident at the front door, you know, all over again. But guys, that's the way, I guess, the caviar crumbles sometimes on
second date update.
I'm glad I found out.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.